Hey everybody, it's Eric Balance coming to you with the Resilient Minds podcast, where I feature beautiful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts in their field, where they help us discover their X factor, their experience of life, only to discover how they were able to accomplish and find out their Y factor, their big Y, their purpose in life. So join me as we get to discover the beauty of our minds and how can we really continue to go after the biggest and most wildest dreams while we continue to pursue and manifest our greatest intelligence that comes from the heart. Also, if you haven't, go check out the new alignment course that I've created at www.ericbalance.com/alignment, A-L-I-G-N-M-E-N-T. See you on the show. Welcome, dear brother, to the Resilient Minds podcast. I'm super excited. You know, I read a little bit about you, read about kind of your bio, you know, how many stages you've been on, what you've been about. But it's always nice to hear it, you know, from kind of the horse's mouth, I guess, what you could say. So Daniel, you know, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for having the, you know, the time, creating the time, making the time. It's always a blessing to meet new brothers and sisters. And I'm excited to, you know, spend this hour with you and just dive deep into, you know, your X factor, your experience and how it's contributed to your purpose and, you know, what you're up to in the world right now. So, you know, if you don't mind sharing with us a little bit about what's going on in your world and what you're all about.
It's an honor to be here. I would love that. Well, when I was 4 years old, I already had some superpowers. I was literally giving therapy to my preschool teachers. I was moving stuff with my mind. I was so intuitive. And I feel like that's how we all are meant to be, actually. And, you know, going from 4 or 5 years old to fast forward a few years later, I was on the autism spectrum. I was suicidally depressed. I had so much social anxiety. I couldn't even go to a grocery store without freaking out and being so afraid. And so I went to conventional medicine for years and psychiatrists and all that, which just made it worse and worse and worse until 20 years old. I woke up from a dream and the dream said, if you go to this place at this time, your life will change forever. And it just shook me. It wasn't like a dream that I've had before. So I decided to trust, and I went to this festival for the first time where I experienced my first energy healing, and just 5 minutes just changed my life. And that catalyzed a 13-year journey around the world, living with masters and shamans and tribes all over the place to heal myself. And from that, some of the gifts of the divine came back online that we all have, and started sharing it with friends first, and then started being flown around the world, working with all sorts of people from veterans and homeless people to royalty and world leaders and billionaires and tech founders. And what I realized is that there are patterns and codes to be able to transform any block and to manifest things. And I started just practicing and learning those universal laws, which I didn't know existed. And it kind of became like this Rubik's Cube where I was able to really quickly facilitate transformations, often in a few minutes for people. And it was all intuitively guided, of course, and understanding those universal codes. So I'm just excited to share because it's everyone can do this. It's nothing special about me. And that's a big part of my mission now is to teach and to learn continually about those universal laws so we can all live in harmony and create a more beautiful world.
I love it, brother. Thank you for sharing this. I just have a question immediately as you say universal law, just so that myself and everybody understands. Is this universal law, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it kind of like the cosmic law of living the right way, of like staying in integrity and honoring your life's path, your life's purpose, your life's, you know, calling in your heart?
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. Integrity is key. We learn that the hard way sometimes if we're not in integrity. And I definitely had to learn that in ways earlier in life. And so there's a set of universal laws. I could give another example, like the law of non-resistance. So if something happens in your life, if someone yells at you and you get really triggered and then start reacting to it, what's happening is you're resisting the lesson, because life is a school, actually. And then you'll just keep learning that lesson over and over. We're creating a karmic imprint until we realize, oh, like, what am I, what's my perspective? What am I holding on to? A limiting belief, perhaps, or a perspective. And then when we finally just surrender to it, we can see the lesson, we forgive, we have gratitude, and then we pass that level of the video game. And so one thing is not building up resistance and really seeing the lesson, acceptance, surrender. I think surrender really is the ultimate code of reality.
I love that, bro. You know, it's so funny you bring that up today, because like yesterday I had an amazing presentation, kind of like where, you know, I'm asking for investors to like invest in me right now in my life's mission, and what I'm really like wanting to cultivate and continuing on this path. And I think, you know, this is, you know, what I love about, you know, this is it's live, it's, you know, we're recording it. And of course I share it, I share vulnerably all the time about myself. And yeah, like, so I shared, you know, like I'm sitting here and I shared with investors, and, you know, there's this thing that this preconceived thing that like, I need to show what the project is, or what the vision is, or what all of this is. And they asked me, they said, you know, Eric, there's a lot of pictures of here of you, you know, and is this about you? And I realized in that moment, it was like, wow. You know, like, is this really about me? Is this about, you know, what I want to bring to the table? And I honored that perspective. And I said, you know, there's, in the past, my ego would have gotten triggered and say, no, this is not about me. Like, this is about the vision, right? And this time it was like, hold on a second. Like, I have so much to offer. You know, I have so much to give. I have so much that I want to share. I have so much that I want, and I have to actually step into that, or else I'm not going to receive the abundance that I deserve, you know? And this to me was like the most magical fucking blessing that I really realized. And, you know, maybe you can reflect or see a mirror in a capacity of where you've been in different areas in your life. This is something that for me was like, okay, I'm ready to step into this new level of abundance that I feel inside of my heart. And it was like the universe showing me, you need to just ask for help, you know, like, it's okay. And so I'd love to get your take on it, because, you know, this just happened yesterday and now we're talking about this. So, you know, nothing's by mistake. And I'd love to just see what your perspective is.
Yeah, I have so much to share on that. I mean, a lot of times on the spiritual path, we realize we have a big ego and, you know, we're stuck in this false identity that we were programmed with. And so we go through this process of purification and ego death and ayahuascas and all of those things. But then we can overcompensate, you know, the pendulum will swing and we can play small, or we want to like, be like, oh, this is not about me, but that's still an or, and, you know, with unity consciousness, we're going to an and, we're realizing we're this infinite awareness, that we're just servants of this divine intelligence. So it's really just getting out of the way and realizing, yes, this is the mission of the world. And it's actually a pure intention. And I'm a steward of this and I play a big part in this, and I'm just being a vessel. So the more we just allow ourselves to trust and shine that light, and also to enhance our capacity to receive, because we're just stewards of abundance. The more we receive abundance, if we're aligned, the more beautiful the world can be, because then we can amplify it more to the rest of the world. So asking is crucial, and people forget that they can ask. I think that's one of the biggest things that people forget about. And I say, you know, the universe is like a big restaurant. And if you have the waiter coming to you and you're not decisive on what you ask for, or you don't feel worthy of asking for it, the waiter's not going to bring you food, because you have to actually make the order. You have to be specific and you have to be decisive, and then you let it go and don't try to run into the kitchen. Let the chef make it and trust that it will be more beautiful than you can imagine.
I love you, brother. You're such a beautiful man. I'm so grateful that we're meeting, man. Like, this was really important for me yesterday, and I got scared, bro. Like, super scared. Like, wow, you know, like, I got terrified. You know, it's so funny. There's been these different, you know, like, we're wanting to serve so profoundly, and we make it about everything else. And it's like, hold on, like, I'm okay to receive as well, so that I can really create, you know, so that I can really serve, so that I can really be this vessel. And what you just shared with me, bro, is like, it gives me a great grounding of trusting my intuition, you know? So thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the key. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and you know, it's so funny, like, being here in Ibiza, so many people have, like, I've been able to connect with such beautiful souls and things like this. And it's the joy that we bring, right? Like, so I'm sure that through your experiences of traveling for the 13 years, you know, and being this beautiful shining light is why you've been now attracted to all of these great, you know, stewards, you know, kings, queens, people of great influence to support, because they know that you're in that much integrity where you know your character is.
Yeah, it's been a humbling experience. And, you know, in some ways they're superhuman. Like some of these billionaire tech founders, their minds are just off the charts, right? It's just instant. You can show them anything or tell them anything, and they can integrate it right away. Some of them are still like children, and they can barely communicate with their heart or be vulnerable. Yet they can run, you know, 10,000 people in a company. So it's just a reminder that we all have our superpowers and our blind spots. If we're here on this planet, we have deep lessons to learn, because this life is a school. And so it's, you know, I got to learn a lot from them, and I feel I got to learn more about how the world works, how reality works. And now it's really about sharing that with the world. It's about how can we have more equality and harmony in this planet, and the leaders that are currently leaders, how can we help open up their hearts? And that's really been my mission when working with people like that.
Right. And I think that opening up the hearts, man, is it takes great courage to, like, step into it.
Yeah.
You know, I know that, you know, there's such a key indication. Has there been something that in your experience of life, it was like, I need to open up my heart and be more vulnerable, you know, to share, to, you know, to activate? Because, you know, for me, it was like my father, when I was 19, he asked me, can you go to rehab, do this for your future self? And it was like a moment of unlocking this spirit inside me. And I happened to go to, like, this indigenous rehab center in Canada. And it allowed me to really step through that. But it was the question that gave me that initial understanding, where now today it's my purpose. And so for you, has there been anything that, like, was really significant that it was like, I need to unlock and open up my heart? And then as a result, it gave you these beautiful 13 years of beautiful experiences.
Oh yeah. Well, at the beginning of that journey, when I took a powerful plant medicine with a new friend, I started realizing that I was hiding who I was. I was hiding the deepest parts of myself. And it felt like jumping off a cliff every time, just sharing one little thing. I was convinced my first real friend would run away. And then after, you know, a few months of doing that, I started feeling this buzzing sensation. I realized it was love. And my heart was so closed that I had forgotten what love even was. You know, I was on the autism spectrum. I was totally locked out. And it literally took over a decade just to have some type of healthy feeling and communication of love again. It was such a grueling, excruciating process. So as I was, you know, traveling the world, you know, supporting world leaders, I was still like a very small hurt child within my heart. And I was able to kind of put that to the side, because you can channel information. So I was able to intuitively just get the answer for pretty much anything, and even support them, you know, famous relationship sex coaches, and blow their minds in a few minutes when they were stuck. But for me, I couldn't even have any type of romantic intimacy until quite recently. So it was very difficult for me, and I judged myself for being a hypocrite. And I hated my superpowers, you know, because I was like, why is it working on everyone but myself? And so that was a really, really challenging journey, but ultimately worth it, because it really humbled and purified me. And it really helped me understand the deeper reason why we're here on this planet, is that we're here to support each other and to share these codes with each other, because we're all just one being.
Mm. Yeah, bro. Wow. And this gave you the capacity and the strength to continue going as well.
Yeah, it was really the number one motivation, like personally, was to open my heart and connect and find true love. And so it took me all around the world, because it felt like such a slow process. But what I realized, I thought I was just the worst, you know, most effed up person in the world. I was like, oh my God, I have a million issues than everyone. But as I started waking up and healing, I realized like, whoa, even these billionaires have this. And it's actually a whole cultural civilization issue where we've been in the dark ages. And it's like I lifted the hardest weights and I couldn't even lift them up for years. But now, you know, people come with the craziest issues, you know, the deepest, darkest stuff. And in a few minutes, we can totally Rubik's Cube it, because it's just aligning with the energies. It's kind of like flying a plane. And if you stay balanced and you relax and you know, then whatever's going on, it can instantly transform, because it's all based off agreements. You know, the heart wall is maybe related to a memory. And when you allow yourself to feel safe, you release it, and then the energy moves, and then you can feel love, and then your intuition comes online. So it's all, I see it kind of like a mechanical viewpoint as well. And that's what's helped me to share it with others and empower them with those codes. So I'm really grateful. I say now, thank God that all happened, because it was all preparing me for my mission and what I've asked for. And that's a reminder for everyone as well. If you're in a deep dark night of the soul or just going through a really hard time, remember that this is what's preparing you for what you've really asked for.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I can resonate with that so much. So you talked about the child, and you know, I really see this world like a school, like a playground, and you know, love as our legacy. I feel like the divine child inside of us, you know, it gets supported by the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, to then step back into that divine child, become the balance of those two to create the sacred sovereign, right? Because I really see the world as this huge castle, you know, and we're all kings and queens just walking around looking for our fucking crowns, you know? And I think that, you know, this is the most beautiful thing that we've been able to create. So, and in the past, I was a very toxic, masculine approach in anything. And I think that the balance of like opening up my heart, you know, again, was very important to really step through. So when you talk about the opening of the heart, and that you're talking with leaders, right? And you're talking with people that go out there and make things happen, how important is it to balance that masculine force inside of them as well, so they're still creating and making change?
Oh, it's crucial. And it's crucial for both men and women, right? And, yeah. You know, I like to say there's so much to unpack around the masculine, feminine energies, but one of the codes for each, I would say, for the masculine is decisiveness. And most people have lost the ability to just decide even simple things. But when you decide on something, that's when the universe can then meet you and help you manifest your dreams or create a strong boundary or heal your body, whatever it is. It's just waiting for you to be decisive but then to be decisive, you then have to be able to let it go and trust and surrender. And that's the feminine. So it's about unlocking the intuitive faculties and staying in the heart. And so it's about combining both of those into one, into that alchemy which both allows the awakening and the materialization of your dreams to occur?
I honestly, I'm so grateful. Like you have no idea how much I'm learning through just everything that happened over the 24 hours in my life. And then like us having this conversation, it's fascinating how the world, the universe, our creator really guides us to everything that we need to really step fucking right through it. We just got to pay attention.
That's it. Yeah. Time isn't really linear, right? There's vertical time. And so if something's happening tomorrow, it's already radiating in the past and affecting, you know, so sometimes people take plant medicine and they'll feel it the night before. It's already affecting your energetic field. And so synchronicities often will spike, like all these things will happen right before like a big boom. And so it's really cool to pay attention to the synchronicity blanket of time. And the more we pay attention and help connect those dots with our intuition and our heart, then the more we can build momentum into that flow state and manifest, because we're literally surfing the waves of the synchronicities, the divine fabric of perfection that is always guiding us.
The divine fabric. I love it, man. So tell me, man, like, you mentioned that you're involved with in a romantic relationship. Why was it so difficult for you in the past to, you know, build that relationship? Because you clearly built a really powerful one with yourself, with your creator, and of course, I'm assuming with the leaders that you were supporting. Why was it difficult to transition that knowledge to a relationship?
Yeah, well, this is also just super current. It just happened a couple months ago, which is incredible. It's the best thing that's ever manifested beyond everything combined. And yeah, I realized shortly after that we both, we both were super kind of like aliens as little kids and felt like the world was so wrong and weird. And, you know, we were both trying to help in our own ways, but created this separation of like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to care about you, but still feeling this level of loneliness. And so what I had to go back to is when I was a kid and started, you know, I created this belief that everyone was a super different than me and no one could really understand me. And my partner had the exact same thing. And so when we met, it was a beautiful unveiling of these walls. And we were able to clear that quite fast. Yet it's now going back. It's like, those are the still like, it's like the things when we were just a little kid that we give meaning to and create this bubble around us, that then showing me how I was still subconsciously not believing I was worthy or pushing it away. It was a lack of truly allowing it in because I didn't believe it was possible. And so I did all this work to finally manifest it. I actually did this ancient ritual where I water fasted for 12 days. And I didn't do it specifically to manifest anything. It was just a deep spiritual ritual I wanted to do for years. But at the end of it, my guardian angel came and said, you can have one wish. And that's when I chose true love. And it manifested the day that I was told that it would manifest, which isn't mind-blowing. And so it was just the purification of that ritual. And the past few years allowed me to let go of those. It's like a cocoon, you know, we kind of put this cocoon around us. We think we need to protect us. And when we finally just let it liquefy and trust the greater dream, that's when we can truly receive our greatest dreams. So that was really the journey. Yeah.
And that's the you know, that's becoming the butterfly, right? Like you're becoming the butterfly. You're stepping right through it, and you're allowing that to kind of continue evolve as you. It's like I always say, can the manifestation or service be the manifestation of consciousness experiencing him and herself?
I love that.
Yeah. You know, and I think that that's the biggest thing is, you know, like, how can I always serve? How can I feel this abundance inside of me and allow it to come through me? And now it's been this lesson of just stepping really fucking into it. Like, hey, like, I'm here. I'm Let's here, go. You know, like, and I, this has been my journey, and I'm ready to receive has been like a powerful, powerful trajectory for my own growth, my own expression, my own willingness to express, you know, because this intensity that people have told me that I used to be, or that I'm too much, or all these things, you know, I checked in with myself so often and like, wow, is this coming from ego, or is this really pure? You know, is this coming from a good place? Is this coming, you know, and those were the lessons, those universal laws that, that I really was able to reflect upon and make sure that, hey, you know, this is something that is allowing me to sing my song in a beautiful way, with compassion, with sweetness, with kindness, with love, with intention. And so maybe there's something that for you has been, people maybe have said something to you that was a projection that you really took into account. And you decided to kind of like follow through because your intuition was actually the same way. It was like, no, I need to, like, I know that this is coming from a place of purity.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. Well, for me, it was, I'm too sensitive, you know? And it turned out being my superpower. People pay me or fly me out to just use that sensitivity. And so for all of us watching that have been told that, you know, sensitivity is a superpower, but it was interfacing with my pain bodies, you know? So I would cry a lot earlier in life, or I could just feel other people's energy and start crying. I just didn't know how to handle it. And now I can walk into a huge room and feel everyone and not be affected and stay neutral, because it's just understanding the perfection of like every single person's a sovereign being that is on a special journey of initiation. And if they invite you to support them, then that means, and you get a yes, then that means that you can empower each other and facilitate some miracles by divine guidance. But it's not our job to save anyone. It's not our job to take on other people's energy. That's not really what an empath is. That's just a shadow that comes from not having boundaries from the programming of childhood, where we're made to go to these silly things called schools and ask permission when to use the bathroom and not have a single minute of education on emotions and just do mindless things, right? As one example. So it's really about deprogramming. And then the superpower unfolds the petals of perfection, and then the shadow dissolves. And then you get clarity on your mission, because now it's evident that the thing that people were maybe projecting on you is your superpower, but it's just refining the delivery system and aligning it with those universal laws, which I referred to earlier, because now they're in alignment. They're not coming from ego. And then they can make huge tidal waves of impact on the planet.
Love that. So would you be open to, you know, in the case of, you know, say somebody would say to me that I'm too much, emphasizing that superpower to bring it to my gift, my superpower to the world. Would you mind like elaborating a little bit on how I could do that? Or if anybody out there that's listening that is also feeling like they may be too much, that they're actually not too much, that they're actually, you know, able to express themselves, and that's kind of the best way to do it. Is there a technique that you have, or a way that you would guide me?
Well, first off, if someone walks up to you and says you're too much, they're speaking from authority. So a better thing, you know, he could say, I'm feeling a little anxiety because I feel so much energy from you. And part of me wishes you would turn it down a notch so I could feel more comfortable. And then you could ask a question and be like, you know, what is too much? And, you know, because there's the passion, which I think we just want to grow. We want to grow that light, that boldness, which is missing from the world and so many people. Yet it's also just tuning in. Is it the right moment? Is it the right delivery system? Is there a little bit of anxiety in me? You know, you could be really excited about an investment, but is there a small amount of the scarcity or that's kind of driving it that then creates, because then the delivery system has that frequency. So, you know, the seed of whatever you say or focus on creates the fruit. So it's really tuning into alignment. And once you're aligned, then you can have the most intense energy and it will be received virtually by everyone, I feel, because it won't have any of those other thing frequencies that will trigger or bring up defense mechanisms in other people. So it's kind of like, you know, Star Trek, where you set the coordinates just right. You're not going to hit an asteroid, and then you can go to light speed and everything's perfect.
That's beautiful. Yeah, man. I'm definitely going to activate that those alignment strategies, especially now, like, because I totally agree, like, you know, like 100%, because I wasn't talking about the passion that I had for how I could serve, but I was talking about more about the project. It was definitely coming more from a place of scarcity than a place of the abundance of my service, of the way that I've been able to grow.
Yeah. And it's just looking at those little overcompensations. It's like, if we have a fear of making it about ourselves, then it will actually create that to some degree because we're compensating. Yeah. So it's really just resolving within ourselves, any of those things, and trusting. And the easiest way to do that is detach from the outcome. Like whatever happens from this meeting yesterday, you got the perfect alignment codes for whatever's 100%. Coming, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%, bro. I'm like, this meeting that happened yesterday was the greatest gift. It was the greatest gift because the guy too, like Amit, the guy that, you know, questioned me, he's super tapped in, super connected, super, and sometimes speaks in very cryptic language, but also it's noted. Like I feel it and I connect to it deeply. And so when he shared it, he's like, bro, I'm just talking to myself when I speak to you, you know, like just so, you know, because I think he felt my ego kind of like, you know, like, no, it's not about me. Like, what do you mean? But then realizing, hold on a second, there's nothing wrong with it being about me. And that was the biggest, like the most beautiful thing that I took away is like, this is how I'm going to be able to fucking shine my light, you know? So honoring that light inside of myself, honoring the master that asked me the question, honoring, you know, the lessons that are now showing up in this conversation, you know, honoring the teachings that you're offering. Thank you. You know, because this is how you're helping me elevate, brother. I just want to really thank that. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like we are such student and teachers, and the eternal teacher is always speaking to us through each other.
Definitely, that's it.
Yeah. So it's yeah, it's so beautiful, bro. I'm so fucking excited, like to for everybody to feel the beauty that you're able to unpack in the way that you do it through the conversations that we have. You're totally in attunement to the universal laws or the cosmic laws, and I think that for me this has been a beautiful experience to understand how much in alignment and in attunement I also am, because we're just mirrors. Do you agree?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome, man. So tell me, what's been the most exciting experience or individual or people that you've been able to, or you've had the, you know, excite, like, honor of serving, you know, like spending time with them or getting to know them or, you know, just supporting them.
There's so many, it's hard to choose one. I've supported and learned from so many amazing people. You know, one of them is this old woman that I studied with a little bit, who can materialize things physically, which I didn't even believe was possible. And she trained with an Indian master. So I got to learn some of the codes of the universe from her. And she was just a completely pure being, just absolutely incorruptible. And because of that, was able to just pull things out from the sixth dimension into the physical form. So that was quite a, you know, that's just the first one that pops up right now.
And where was this?
I met her actually in America. Yeah.
You want to share names?
I can't share the name of that one, but okay. That's just a whole different world, you know, and she knows these enlightened masters that can teleport, you know, that teleport and visitor that are very, very old, let's just say that, beyond what we may believe is possible. So I just got introduced to a whole new world from that and saw things that were incredible. And that really opened me up to a new level of what's possible. And again, it's just aligning with those universal laws.
Do you feel like those gifts or those people that you've attracted, because you've attracted them, right, to your world, and having the deep trust in, you know, spirit and the universe and the way that the universe is excited to serve through you as you, do you feel, you know, I sometimes get into this space of total grace where I actually start to cry and feel this like immense compassion and love for myself, where I feel so humbled and present to a bird, to like the wind, to the like the person speaking, because it's like, wow, I'm really listening in this moment to my creator communicating with me.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. It's those moments of perfection where you just let go of the tabs in your mind or the, I need to do this in the future. And you return to that perfection and that experience of oneness. And it's priceless. It's just that return to innocence, that return to our natural state. And some of my favorite moments have been like that, just in nature, sometimes by myself, just being able to reconnect in that way.
The innocence.
Yeah, the innocence is the key.
I say, I love this. This is such a huge topic for me.
Yeah, you know, if you're driving the best car ever, you know, what's your favorite car? Ferrari, a Tesla,
Ferrari.
Okay, I felt that. That's what came. So it's you know, but we can judge our cars like, oh, I have a shitty car because it's, you know, this is happening in my life, or I can't do this. But it's really that our windshield is full of mud. It's of darkness, and that's judgment. And so when we stop judging others and judging ourselves, we free ourselves from the duality, which is the man-made construct of separation, which imprisons us. And so, and the key to that is realizing that thoughts are illusion. So the judgment is just, it's like a radio channel that you don't have to actually believe or listen to. And you go back to that perfection. You see like, oh, wow, even if we thought this was bad, it was exactly what we needed to look at this or to move through this for what we are on the journey for. And so when we release judgment, we return to innocence. We see that everyone is truly innocent underneath. Even if someone did something really negative towards you, zoom out, look what, you know, their mom beat them, their grandparents beat them, they're programmed by a reality TV show, this happened, they were poisoned, like, whoa, okay. You were just a little child and all this happened to you and you didn't have the knowledge, the faculties, the awareness to really move out of it yet. And so it's this radical forgiveness, it's radical gratitude. And it's easier than we might think when we really just zoom out. And the identity is what keeps us locked up. It's this false, like, this is me, I'm lazy, or I am statements, you know, when we're this infinite awareness. So it's about dissolving time and space and duality and identity, and we free ourselves back into awakening where we're just observing the perfection of this school, of this incredible world. And when we do that, the innocence comes back, and that's when we can truly just flow in the current of miracles. You know, just like in the movie Aladdin, you know, Aladdin was pure of heart, he was innocent, so he was able to go into the Cave of Wonders. So that's really the metaphor for life. Just like, you know, sometimes this you know, so someone is really drunk and they go in a car accident and then they don't get hurt because it's actually, they're so relaxed that they're not trying to control anything. And it just like the miracle just happens. So I'm not saying get drunk, but it's just a metaphor for releasing control and just trusting. And, you know, there's also this Russian martial arts I trained in, Sistema, where they teach you to just fully relax, and people could punch me really hard and I could psychically just dissolve the punch. And so if you're not fighting anything, you actually don't get hurt because nothing in your body is resisting that force, and you just move with it. as an example. So it's really just letting go. And it's the return to innocence is because that's our natural state. We are already innocent. It's just waking back up to that and letting go of those stories that we've had for years of guilt or shame, judging ourselves for something that we were actually innocent from. We had to learn those lessons. We came as a spirit. Our memories were wiped. We had karmic lessons to learn. Our DNA from our parents that were abused came into play. And it's just all this labyrinth, but it's about disidentifying from it, not taking it personally as the identity. And that allows us to instantly transform it into love, into the gold, because we let go of the attachment to the illusion of what it is.
I love it. The level of innocence and letting go, surrendering, trusting ourselves so that everything around us is continuously working with us, you know, for us, is something that I really, I believe in. I think that, you know, when I tap into my own innocence and I trust into this little boy, you know, that Eric, you know, really is, you know, like, cause I'm like the biggest little kid, you know, I love that. I think this is why I also really connect to children so profoundly, or animals, and I'm sure you're the same way, is there's this component where I know the purity lies in that, and it gives almost that trust that, hey, I'm Aladdin, or I'm Simba, or, you know, like all these different Disney characters, or Peter Pan, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. It gives you the permission, like, it's like to go out there and play, right? See that we're playing constantly, and it doesn't need to be taken so serious, because I also believe that our creator has a beautiful sense of humor, you know, that wants us to be in full joy, wants us to be in full happiness, wants us to be in full excitement. And of course, there's going to be the contrast of that, because then otherwise we wouldn't value that so much, you know? And yeah. To me, I think that that's been the journey of me coming back to myself, is valuing and understanding that this light that I hold near dear to my heart is it comes through the eyes, and I can feel it in everybody. And it's like this beauty to see all of these other children playing in this huge playground, you know?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I feel the same.
Bro, I honestly, like, I'm super grateful for meeting you and taking the time together to get to know each other. Like, it's so crazy how, yeah, like, you know, it's not even crazy. You know, it's like, sometimes I think I'm crazy. I literally was on a call just before this with a friend, and like, she was asking me if she's crazy. And I'm like, listen, you know, we all know that the crazy ones go out there and change the world. Let's go do it. You know, like, let's just be it, you know? And I feel, you know, like I found a life brother that just really resonates. So thank you for being a brother.
Oh, thank
you. Not even knowing it.
Yeah, it's been amazing to talk. And just a quick note on the crazy. It's just a program of judgment when it's really about trust. You know, people forget sometimes that you don't have to see it to believe it. You have to believe it to see it. And people think that's crazy, but that's how reality works. Yeah. It's those that get the vision and trust it and take the bold action that really change the world.
Yeah, it really is the bold action. It's because it's bringing those visions down from the 6-5, you know, and bring it here to reality is why we're going, or we are cultivating this heaven on earth, you know, and we're able to do that in a unified source, in a unified stewards. You know, that get to really bring it here, you know, feeling it, the heaven inside our heart, and then just saying, hey, let's go and make it happen, you know, like, together. Yeah. Bro, I wanted to ask you one last, or actually a couple more questions, because, you know, I know we didn't talk much about what you've done in Necker Island, but I wanted to ask specifically about your school. The school is called, what is it called again?
Dreamporting.
Tell me about Dreamporting.
Yeah, Dreamporting is an academy for awakening. So I teach a lot about transforming your deepest blocks. So just harnessing and mastering your intuition so you could reveal the subconscious limitations and blocks within yourselves and other people, and then just rapidly transforming them to liberate yourself of the deepest core situations that have been plaguing your life or keeping you from living your mission and your dreams, and as well as aligning with your dreams, the desires of your soul that are actually pure, and materializing them quite rapidly by just aligning those different energies with pinpoint accuracy. So it's a place to really be supported and master the universal codes to really achieve whatever you're here to do and be supported in that. And it's all based off aligning and communicating with divine consciousness. It's realizing that you don't have to, as the small self, do everything with the limited identity. It's just surrendering to the superconscious, and you can outsource it all, and you can literally tell your soul how to do things in your dreams and find you someone or a clear relationship. And there's so much you can do, and it's so effortless. So it's really the energy behind it is the effortless miracles that come when you simply ask and align with the universe.
I love it, man. And so how can people get a hold of you and find out more information if they need?
Yeah, well, you can go to dreamporting.com or email me at info@dreamporting.com. And my Instagram is Daniel Raphael and the number one. So that's Raphael and then the number one. I would love to stay connected, and feel free to message me if you have anything you'd like support with or just want to share. I'd love to just be of service to you.
I love it, brother. And please check him out, to everybody that's listening, watching, paying attention live. As you see, you know, this man is a beautiful individual doing beautiful things in the world. I'm blessed to get to know you, bro. Honored to have had you on the show. Honored to, you know, learn from you and spend time with you. And I look forward to doing more of that. Hopefully you can come to Ibiza or we meet somewhere in the world. It would be really special. I think that, you know, Ibiza is really a powerful contribution to it's a lighthouse. It really is a lighthouse. You know, a lot of people think it's so much about the parties and the raving, but it really is a powerful conscious experience of this heaven on earth that I feel that that needs to be more shared and seen the other side of, you know, of the island, of the beauty that the magic that it holds. And last question for you. If you had 3 days left to live, brother, what would you do?
Wow. I would meditate and make a series of videos just sharing whatever messages want to come out to support the world, to remind them that they can align with these codes and free themselves and facilitate the liberation of the world, and share some of my story. Yeah. Just continue sharing the message. And, you know, that's a great question and a reminder for me to do that more. I'm actually starting a show and, just want to share in the deepest ways, because I wish I had known these, codes so many years ago. I had to go through so many trials and tribulations, and you could say needless things, but also the perfect challenges to get me here. So I just feel like I went through that a lot for the children, so they don't have to go through that, and they can really receive true education and true, you know, care and support and parenting, so that they can create a new world of beauty, of love, and alignment with the divine. So whenever I die, I'm going to be, you know, sharing that regardless. Yeah.
We're here to serve the future generations, the children's inside of us and the future generations of the children. And I'm honored to be on this like stewarding journey with you, brother, because it's nice to feel seen, heard, understood. So thank you.
Yeah, it's been an honor to connect with you, brother.
Likewise, dude. Likewise. Do you have any last final comments or any suggestions or anything you want to share at all?
Just whatever the mind is saying, that's limitation, is an illusion. So wherever you're at in life, whatever you think is wrong, you can teleport out of it in just a few minutes. I've been through hell and back multiple times. So it's really just surrendering to divine consciousness. Ask for support. Ask for what you need. Be clear and let it go. And then listen to your intuition. Just take that action perhaps you've known you've been wanting to take for a while. Because when you trust and take that action, then the universe will meet you and take your hand and pull you on the magic carpet ride of your dreams.
You're such a blessing, dear brother. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to more adventures.
Likewise, bro.
Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to The Resilient Minds. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please make sure to go comment and like and follow us on iTunes or Spotify. And make sure, please make sure that if you really love this, to share this episode. And make sure that you're inviting all your friends to like it as we continue to unfold what the beauty of our minds does, more importantly, how powerful our heart level of intelligence can be when we combine our heart and our brain together. And more importantly, check out the alignment course that I've created. It's seriously there for you to take advantage of at www.ericbalance.com/alignment. See you on the next show.